Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast that's available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister Archie Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been moving in your life, that you've been getting stronger, that your faith muscle has been building, that you've been getting a more intimate relationship with God. We come right now to ask for forgiveness, to ask to be built up, to strip everything away from us that is not cleansing to us, that are holding us back from claiming the blessings you've placed upon our life. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word. We thank you for allowing us to see this day, God. And we may not be exactly where we need to be at right now, God. We may be going through a mess right now, God, but we know that you have us held closely to you. And we thank you for that. God, I'm excited right now to get into this word. I'm so happy to be with you one more time. And I got to give thanks and praise to the God that we serve. I know you may not like what you're looking at right now. I know it may be tough right now to see the blessing, to see the silver lining in the dark cloud that you may be in right now. Or you're in a struggling season right now. You may not understand it. But I show you that God's got something better on the other side of this. And when I say that we're building your faith muscle, we are truly building it. That the foundation of it is God's Word. And speaking of God's Word, today we're going to be in Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. But before we get into God's Word, I like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you right now. God, we ask that you just set everything aside. God, that you have our attention, that we are not distracted by anything of this world right now. God, that we have an intimate relationship with God and we grow with you. God, we may be in a struggling season right now. God, we know that we may not see a way out. But God, I know that you have everything in the palm of your hand. God, I ask that you just place it upon the ones that are struggling, the ones that need your healing touch right now, God. And we ask that no matter what we may be going through, God, we know that you're never going to leave us, forsake us. God, we thank you for your son going to Calvary for us. We thank you for him dying for us. We thank him for saving us, for raising him up with all power in his hands. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm excited. Y'all already heard. I'm ready to get into this thing. I'm so excited for it. I say it all the time, but I really, truly mean it now that I'm excited to get into this word today. We're going to be in Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. The title episode is The Struggle is Real. Say it with me one more time. Post it out on social media somewhere. Tell somebody, tag somebody, and let them know that the struggle is real. But I want to get into the word. Isaiah 43. For all God's people that need this word, give me an amen. Isaiah 43, verse 1 says, But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your favor, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Sibia in your place. Isaiah 43, and that's verses 1 through 3. The struggle is real. And before I get into the teaching, I want to give you a little bit of a backstory of a gentleman that I was able to have a conversation with this past week. And actually, last 2 weeks I've been able to get deeper into this young man's life. I have a guy named Chris. And he's a guy that has been walking with God for a long period of time, and we have a lot of things in common. We both like to work out. We both fill out a 2X shirt quite nicely. He fills it out a little bit better than I do. But as we were talking, I said, "How, when the struggle when you have your kids and your son, he has a son that's 3 years old right now, who is paralyzed from the waist down. The struggle is real, y'all." I said, and he and his son was born this way. I said, "Well, how have you been dealing with this? How are you coping with this? How are you able to encourage him when it feels like he gets discouraged in the daily tasks that we take for granted?" So as I'm talking to this man, I'm having this conversation with him. He says, "That's the hardest part, is seeing my kids struggle. Here I am able to move all this weight and do all these things, but I have a son that can't use his legs. He has to scoot around the floor. He has to use his arms. And he has to position his body in a certain way." I want to go to verse 2 before I get back to it. It says, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." And that sits so well with this young man and his child. So they go to physical therapy so the little boy can stabilize his body, which is very difficult for him to do, but he uses his arms to stabilize. He says, "You know, we passed a monumental moment this past week." He said, "On yesterday, we passed it because he was able to get on a Chase sofa." He says, "But while we were going through that time, it was very difficult. But I had to stay encouraging. I have to keep telling my son that he can continue to keep doing it. What he has to do, he has to grab a pillow and he has to set it next to the sofa. Then he has to get another pillow." Well, as that time, as he was starting to do that, he started to use a habit that he was formed, a habit that he was so used to using, but we call it gorilla arms, where he wouldn't use his palms. He would just use his forearms and the side of his hand to climb up. But see, that kept him unstable, so he would slide off. So he said, I got to tell him to use the palm of his hands like he was taught. See, when you go through this struggle in life, sometimes you have to do the new things that you've been taught. You got to open up your hands a little bit. Oh, God, come on. You got to open up your hands a little bit and place them there. That gives you a solid foundation. I'm going to call him Little Chris, gives Little Chris a little bit of stronger foundation when he opens up his hands. So you open up your hands and you praise God. That's when you sit in it. And that's where you show that you're truly moving in that direction, is that you put your palms out. So as he's moving, he still can't position his body enough to get up to the next state, to get to the top of the sofa. And he slid down again, and at this time, little Chris started getting a little upset. He started getting a little frustrated, saying that, "I can't do this. I can't get it." He says, "No, you can. We just got to come out of it a different angle. You got to approach it differently. You see, what you were doing wasn't working. So now we're going to have to adjust a little bit more. See, now we're going to have to come at it in a different way." So what he did then is he put another pillow on top. So now we're three pillows high. And he put another pillow in front of the three, kind of creating a little bit of a step. So little Chris goes and puts his hands up on the pillow, and he tries to climb up, and he slides back down again. And this is where the real frustration really starts to set in. This is really, really, he's like, I just want to stop. I just want to quit because I can't do it, Daddy. I can't do it. He says, "No, son, you can. We just got to figure it out. We just got to come at it at a different angle again. This is the third and fourth, fifth try. that little Chris has been trying to do this. So they move it to the side. They move it to the front of the sofa. He says, "Nah, we're gonna use something else. See, we're gonna try it a different way." And now, right there where the sofa is sitting at, it's next to a window, and the window has a little bit of a ledge in between the second and third pillow. There's a little bit of a ledge right there. So they scoot over in that way. They set everything up, and they say, "Okay, now this is how I'm gonna be able to move. This is how I'm gonna be able to do it." When I say that the struggle is real, the struggle is real. So he puts his hands up on the first pillow, and then he realizes, "Oh, I got to put my hand up on this ledge right here. And with that ledge, I can place my right hand on the second pillow. Now I can walk, and now I can work my way up. I still have to see. He still has to swing around a little bit. He still has to maneuver his body just a little bit. You got to understand that he's not using his legs; it's just all of his upper body. But he's still got him in the middle up at the bottom of his body to get to where he exactly needs to get to." So this is right here. This is where I understand that the struggle is real with this. So he's sitting there. He's going through it. And he finally gets to the top. He finally gets to where exactly where he's going to. And he celebrates and excited because while he was in the struggle, while he was going through what he was going through, he didn't give up through it. Even though the struggle was real and the struggle was a fight, he didn't stop quit. He didn't give up. He said, "I got to figure this out." See, this is where you may be going on in your life right now. Well, you got to figure a couple of things out. You got to go through things a different way. Maybe you got to attack in a different way. See, I don't care what people say. See, he didn't care. Him and his daddy didn't care what everybody else was saying about that. See, it was something that they were involved with, something that they were trying to get through. See, when you're in an intimate relationship with God, you may have to readjust some things. You may have to do a couple of different things that you were never expected to do. See, you're going to have to readjust and realign your priorities. So you have to realign, say, "Oh, this is what I'm going to do." Yeah, I understand that you may be looking through some classified ads right now. You may have some bills on your life right now that they think they're going to cut the power off. And I'm not sure I'm talking to anybody. If you ain't never been in that situation where they fixing to cut off your power, where you ain't got no food in the fridge and you don't know exactly what's going on, you got hell going on in your house. But see, this is what God's going to do, which he said, "Nah, I'm not going to let you drown when you're in these deep waters. I'm not going to let the fire burn you up. You're going to go through it, but you're going to come out better on the other side of it." This is what he's telling you. I'm not telling you, but the Bible says, when you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. I'm going to stop it right there because I feel like preaching this thing. I know you've been going through some hell these last couple of weeks. You may be going through a hell of a season right now, but when my God says, "I'm going to step in, I'm going to see you through it. You ain't going to drown through it. I'm going to make you stronger. Because you are built for this. The struggle is real, but you are stronger than your struggle." Come on, I don't think you heard me that first time, so let me tell you again. You are stronger than your struggle. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. He's telling you that you are going through some deep waters. You feel like drowning, but you ain't. You're going to go through some fiery hail, but it ain't going to burn you up. They will not consume you. You will continue to keep walking forward. You will continue to keep putting one hand in front of the other and climbing up. Yes, I know it's hard. I know that your body gets tired. I know the emotions get tired. I know the anxiety and depression come up over and take over your life. I understand what you're going through. But when my God says that I'm with you, you ain't going to drown in this. That depression ain't going to take it away from you. The devil's going to come at you in every way. But see, right before you get your blessing, you're going to get through some oppression. Come on now. Right before you get that blessing, you're going to be going through an oppression. You're going to be going through something right there. There's a big obstacle in your life. But you got to get through that obstacle. You got to be like little Chris. You got to go and you got to push past it. I don't care if you fail 4 or 5 times. I don't care if you're struggling. I don't care if you failed this morning. I don't care if you got an argument before you got on to this episode. I don't care what you kind of were going through. I don't care if you just went off about your job. I don't care if you just backed that. I don't care if you just finished off a fifth of liquor. I don't care what you just got finished going through. But see, God's still saying, I still got you. We're going to reposition a little bit because your struggle is real. But your strength is stronger than your struggle. For I'm the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as your ransom for freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Sibia in your place. He says, you've been through so much. Don't stop now. You've went through so many different things. I'm telling you, you're going to make it through it. I know you don't feel like it sometimes. I know you feel like giving up on time. But here's what I'm telling you right now. That when my God says, I'm stepping in and I'm taking over, I'm going to put my hands upon this right now that you're going through. I'm going to put my hands upon your family. I'm going to touch you right here. I say, I've been coming through. I've been battling some things this week. I've been going through some things this week. And I don't know what kind of doctor's note that you just got. I don't know what kind of diagnosis that you may be coming through right now. I don't know if that cancer got a hold of you, but that cancer is not going to win. It's not going to take over. God's going to put a blessing upon your life. I understand you may not like the things the way they're looking right now. They may not be smelling the way you want them to smell. But God says, I'm going to change it and put a sweet aroma in your life. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the amazing things that you've already done by just waking us up today, God. Thank you for letting us see the season that we may be in right now. But forever and always, God, I know that you're always going to be right there with me. I never would have made it without you, Jesus. I keep going back to the story of Chris and his son. To see the amount of determination that this little kid has. See, he doesn't look at his disability. He just knows that this is what his life is. He doesn't know any other way. He doesn't know that people say things about him. He just knows what he has to get done, what he has to get through. He knows what he has to do to get to this certain part that he wants to do. And seeing a daddy as a father, understand that when you see your kids struggle, you struggle. It hurts. When you go through things, when your kids go through things, you go through things. And you feel some type of way about it. But see, this is what builds them. This is what guides them. That struggle that you've been going through. The struggle where you didn't know if you had enough money to pay your bills. If you didn't have enough food on the table. You didn't know how you were going to get through the day, how to get through the night. When you feel like you didn't even want to wake up that morning. When you sometimes you want to feel like you want to get out of bed. I've been there. I know what you're going through with that. But see, he says that when you go through the deep waters, he will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. He will be with you. Our God walks on the water. So when he reaches down, he'll grab you and lift you up. See, when you go through the struggle, that lets you appreciate the good time when you finally get to that top of it. And I know it's hard. I know it's struggling. But this is what we got to do in the meantime to get through this. We're moving in a different direction for God. We're able to do different things because he's put things on our life that we didn't even think we deserved. We're here to see this day. We're here to seize the day. We're able to show the gratitude that we have in our hearts now. I know it's hard to show the gratitude when you're going through hell in your life. I know it's not always the easiest thing to go through, but we're going to get through it. Because you're stronger than your struggle. And no matter what happens, he's with you right now. He's bringing you out on the other side of this. That struggle that you're going through is not going to last. You're going to look back on this and say, I thought that storm was going to take me out. I thought that mountain was going to kill me. You're going to have to look back and be like, it made me stronger than I ever thought I was. See, it's the trials. It's these sets of these reps that we go through that we think that they're monumental. They think they're huge. And right now they are huge. But this is making you stronger in the foundation and your faith in God. Continue to encourage. Continue to lift up. Continue to show that no matter how bad it gets, we still praise. And we still give God all the praise and all the power and all the glory because of Him. He's the one that can turn things around at a moment's notice. You're coming through your breakthrough. You're getting to that point. Don't stop. The hospital bed didn't keep you. The jail cell didn't keep you. The struggle didn't keep you. That fight didn't keep you. The judgment against you didn't keep you. A Savior came in and saved you and brought you out on the other side of it. Be like little Chris and move some things around. Readjust a little bit. Don't care what people said about that. This is your progress. This is your chapter. This is your paragraph in this chapter of life. Readjust. And know that He's the one that's in complete control of it. I know you may feel like you're drowning, but you ain't drowning. That oppression is not going to win. See the blessing in today. Show love today. Because the struggle is real. It costs $0 to be nice. To smile. Because you don't know what people are going through. Dear Heavenly Father. God, I come to you right now. I thank you for the day. I thank you for this time that we've had together. God, no matter what we go through, God, we know that you have the final say so in it, God. I know it may not be looking exactly the way we want it to look right now, but we know that you're in complete control. God, we ask you to set that devil down you by his hands and his feet. That the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that has free from moving about in this place. And in your holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Y'all, I'm so happy. As we go into this week of Thanksgiving, give praise and honor to God. Enjoy the time. Pray over everybody that you come in contact with. Because somebody may be struggling right now. For a prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For praise and prayer requests, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, be blessed. Stay blessed. The struggle is real, but you are stronger than your struggle. Come on. Is there anybody in this house other than me that can declare your name?